那雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试的 Jason。今天和大家分享讨论一下关于 Part 2当中的高频话题，叫做你第一次吃的一个食物或者美食相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe a time when you ate something for the first time， 第一次尝试的美食。开门见山，三个思路。首先交代这个美食本身，它是 pizza， 不是一般般的 pizza， 是一个素食 pizza， 里面都是水果蔬菜什么的，把这样的一个基本内容带入。那它是素食 pizza， 有很多的水果和蔬菜在里面，然后热量很低。最重要的是呢，它其实很大，大概这个 pizza 能够三到四个人吃的，把基本信息带入。其次强调这个过程和经历，大概是去年夏天的时候，我的好朋友推荐给我这个地儿的，然后带着我们一起去，我们开了一个小时车，在郊区找到这样的一家小的 pizza 店，把这样的过程带入。第三结尾强调他的一个喜爱，这个 pizza 的口感非常的 amazing， 让我觉得非常好吃，而且呢吃的它再多也不会担心长胖的问题，前段时间对我个人的一个影响，哎，我爱上它了。这样来看三者贯穿回答符合逻辑，首先交代 pizza 本身内容食材什么的，其次交代这个过程细节，开车去和朋友一起，第三结尾做个引导，强调出来这个披萨怎么吃都不会胖，强调对我健康的影响。这样来看三者贯穿回答符合逻辑，结尾还有引导。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, last summer vacation, I had an opportunity to try a new kind of pizza. It was not a traditional one, but quite special to me, formerly named vegetarian pizza. You'll probably find a lot of vegetarian food in it, including pineapple, strawberry or such. You even couldn't find any white meat or red meat there. It was very large. Probably it could be right for 3 to 4 people at the time, very large. In the meantime,I've spent nearly 200 yuan to buy it, which in my consideration a bit expensive. You know, in fact, a friend of mine recommended it to me. I mean, we went to the restaurant after 1 hour driving on the road. The place was quite small, and it was actually located on the suburb and not in the city center. I mean, it was very far. Got to be honest, that was my first time to try something new like that. The taste, how to say, the taste was amazing. I love it.Probably it's mainly because of its food ingredient, you know, it could be too much. More importantly, after having such a special pizza, I wouldn't have to worry too much about my overweight problem, since it's kind of like a vegetarian food. So I think I love it. So that's it.
那在结尾的时候呢，这次做了一个引导，强调出来呢，素食的一个东西，一个食品呢，其实对我们的身体健康很好。吃了很多的披萨之后，我觉得不会担心变胖，因为它完全是什么素食的，强调出来素食对健康的影响。考官接下来就会问了，那人们应该经常吃素食吗？那觉得这个素食披萨和正常的披萨有什么区别呢？形成更多话题的比对。好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调呢，素食披萨 vegetarian pizza。 第二个，一次呢是可以吃啊这个三到四个人的量，就是披萨非常大，大概三到四个人的量。
Probably be right for 3 to 4 people at a time。
第三个，在郊区，没有在市中心。On the suburb, 最后长胖的问题 ,overweight problem. 这样来看，把一些小的携带进来，让文章更加有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以 follow WeChat, B17693917, B17693917, 希望今天这样期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。